This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Vail Resorts is rolling out changes in hopes it will bring skiers and riders back to its mountains after a dismal winter. The company says it's improving its food offerings with gourmet burgers and chili. They'll also introduce, quote, white glove amenities for gear rentals and private lessons. The multi-pronged effort to improve the visitor experience comes after the company saw traffic to its North American resorts drop by 15% last year. Colorado may finally be getting a break from weeks of heat and dry weather. Monsoon rains are moving in this week, bringing cooler temperatures and some relief for firefighters battling wildfires. But the rains also bring the risk of flash flooding and mudslides. Meteorologist Dave Bargenbrook with the National Weather Service says even a little rain can cause big problems across burn scars.
For some of our more our freshest burn scars, it won't take more than a quarter to a third of an inch of rain in a very short period of time to cause the flash flooding and debris flows off those burn scars.
He also adds that lightning from thunderstorms could also spark new fires. The proposed Front Range passenger rail service known as the Colorado Connector, or COCO, now has an estimated price tag. Axios Denver reports the intercity train between Fort Collins and Pueblo could cost $4.7 billion to build and more than $200 million to operate per year. A proposed sales tax increase in communities within 5 miles of a station would fund the project if voters approve it in November. COCO will begin operating 3 daily times between Denver and Fort Collins in 2029. This is CPR News.